start with some good news on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronos. I suppose there are a number of things that are good here, including the fact that he's here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. 888-55-DR-KEN. Help yourself. Why not, right? You get the time and we have the information. Dr. Ken is certified, qualified, not mortified.
Petrified.
Right, none of those things. The good stuff is in his head, and he has access to what he doesn't have in his head, so he can help you out. 888-553-7536. Let's warm things up. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. When I say we start with good news, Ken, I guess the daily multivitamin routine and the news about that is pretty good.
This really is good news. You know me for a while. I love when these dogmas bite the dust. And I went to medical school, and I was in training in the late 70s throughout the 1980s. You ask me what happened in the 1970s and 1980s, it's a big blur because I was in the hospital training most of that time. And something I heard from my professors, at least weekly during that period of time, was, you didn't need any vitamins. If you ate a healthy diet, that's all that mattered. And it was one of those things that didn't seem right to me. It seemed like, why not? You have a little extra security. They seemed pretty harmless. And the first good science has been done to look at this question to see whether a multivitamin is safe, whether it's effective. And Doug, especially, you come down on studies when they go one way, then the other way. And the main reason is that they come to different conclusions is based on the quality of the scientific study.
And who pays?
Well, that, I think, affects the quality. But here's a study paid for by the National Institutes of Health. You and I, through our tax dollars, all the listeners, through anyone who pays federal income tax, this is where it goes. And this was done at the highest level of science. This is when we go forward, what doctors call a prospective study. We don't look backwards at diaries, at people's memories, but we actually divide people up randomly. It's blinded. The people who get the placebo, they don't know that it's a placebo. The people giving it out don't know whether they give them the placebo or the multivitamin. So it's so-called double-blinded. It's controlled, and it's prospective. And they looked at this for 10 years. And what's very important is, since it is very good science, you have to look at the population that was studied. It was healthy physicians 50 years and age and older who are male. So you can't extrapolate. You can't then say that this applies to unhealthy people or females or younger people. And we need more studies, but at least this was the beginning. And this study showed that a multivitamin cut the chance, Doug, of developing cancer by 8%. And it was less effective, though, than a good diet, exercise, and not smoking, each of which can lower cancer risk by 20% to 30%. But it did have an effect. And the key is they didn't find any safety issues. My advice is that you should take a multivitamin a day, even if you eat a healthy diet. But the key is that just because a little bit is good doesn't mean a lot is a lot better. So I'm hesitant before this good science to overwhelm yourself in high doses without talking to a physician first. But I don't think there's a person, an adult on planet Earth, who wouldn't benefit from a multivitamin a day. At least we know there's no safety issues.
All right. So there you go. A multivitamin a day. And you could go through any number. Just Google multivitamin. Why don't you name three or four that you think are good, Ken, in terms of the brands?
The one that was used in this is Pfizer's Centrum, and that certainly is a good product. And I'll tell you, I don't want to give a plug out. I use Publix brand multivitamins. I think they're very good.
Right, that's all right. They're and often less expensive. Buying the generic sort is less expensive, and oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes as good, if not better. There's a lot of markup in these things, by the way.
There's a huge markup, and most of the vitamins are made from the same people, and then they're
put a different label on them. Yeah, that's the case with all sorts of things. The products that you see are in these areas often come out of the same plant. It's kind of like peanuts. All the peanuts come, well, most of them come out of the same plant. It's that, so that's why you saw the recall of the peanuts from Sunland, because you saw all these various brands from stores. They all use the same stuff. So anyway, there is good news there for those of you who find a good multivitamin and take it every day. So if you take it twice a day, do you have twice the benefit, Ken?
No, that's the key, is that this study shows that one has a small effect but no harm, but it doesn't necessarily mean that taking two is better. We need to do studies to show that.
You have a question for Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536, about you, about your health. This week, the Food Good Day Health newsletter, a lot of food and nutrition information in there. What do you underscore, among other things, in our health newsletter that people can get online?
What I try to do with the health newsletter is take practical medical breakthroughs, information in the medical journals that the doctors are reading in the last few months, and take this information, summarize it. We don't have enough time in our 2 hours each week, and this is information that you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life. And we pick a topic each week, and this week it's the latest information on foods that can keep you healthy
and happy. Chocolate, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, teas, the foods that keep you feeling good. Why wouldn't you want to be in a good mood all the time? Sometimes you can put your head into that gear. Sometimes you need a little help from what you put in your stomach. So if you're interested in food and nutrition together and some of the things that will really enhance your well-being and your head, you check out this week's newsletter. Every weekend it comes to you. All you have to do is go to drkenshow.com, and it'll ask you, would you like to sign up for our newsletter? And if you want to, put your email address in. That's it. Click on it. You'll get the newsletter. There's no advertising. We're not trying to sell you anything, just information that's helpful, because that's the cloth that Ken is cut from. 888-553-7536. If you're determined to overcome whatever your health problem may be, here's the man to ask. And he's one of those people that's selfless, happy to be of service. So I saw a headline, Questions for Medicare in Meningitis Outbreak. We've gone through what's going on. The Food and Drug Administration, along with the DEA and a bunch of other characters, showed up in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts this week to raid the New England Compounding Center. It's a specialty pharmacy that has been closed since the day of the outbreak, and they had police sirens and everything running into this place like they're going to find something 2 weeks after this event occurred. This just shows you the completely out-of-touch reality. I mean, the guy who runs the place, who's going to go broke, but he probably should because of the way that he ran the place, he's saying, what are you breaking the door down for? Just call me up. I would have unlocked the door, or you could have come in at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, it was just, it's foolishness on top of foolishness, Ken. What isn't foolish is that a number of people have died and more people are sick because of using the compounds for epidurals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, there was a story about
21 deaths, 268 cases as of this morning.
Yeah. All right. So what's the play in here when it comes to Medicare? Do you know Medicare's role? Most of the people who got these shots were on Medicare. And so there's a question about whether the FDA needs stronger powers because there are a lot of there are going to be a lot of Medicare bills because of this. Medicare has been aware of the risks for compounding for a long time, apparently. So, well, what's your read on this?
I think that Medicare will pick up the cost as any other health insurer would for an adverse reaction to treatment. And I think, though, that this NECC, the compounding pharmacy, they're already, the lawyers, starting with Peter McGrath, are already a former federal prosecutor. They're already lining up to...
They're not going to get anything. They can line up as long as they want to. This is not a wealthy company or a family that made a lot of money on the surface, kind of like China. They get a lot of cash on the surface, but they don't have any roots. So they can line up as long as they want to. They may, I mean, who knows what other targets they might have. But Medicare... says that they do not, they have a policy for which the default setting is that Medicare doesn't cover drugs that have not been approved, and the compounding pharmacy was making drugs that were to order and therefore not approved by the FDA. That'd be an interesting reality, wouldn't it, huh?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but often these decisions become, you know, political. Can you imagine them turning these people down and not paying for it?
Not 2 weeks before an election.
That's correct.
Can't see that. 888-553-7536. So anyway, there's a sort of a side story to this that appears as a connection to the meningitis update, and that has to do with fake medicine in general. Are you talking, or is the study talking about placebos? What is fake medicine?
Can I just comment a little bit more about what you brought up about the Medicare issue?
Yeah.
Because that really is an interesting question that you brought up, because I can see where this is going to lead to a little bit of a controversy, because when one is injecting these compounds, I'm sure they were billing Medicare, and, you know, it's a gray area whether these are compounds that are approved. The procedures, a general medical approved procedure, and where the doctor gets these compounds from, I guess if you want to go by the letter of the law, they're not an absolute FDA-approved product, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens, whether Medicare is going to pick up on this. And
yeah,
this is going to be fascinating.
888-553-7536. So questions about your health and well-being, the medical news of the week, what's going on in the drug department, all of these things are in the purview of Dr. Ken, and he's happy to take your calls. We'll get at him pretty soon, a couple of emails here and there, and we'll continue covering the medical news of the week and see how it affects and impacts you. All of that as we continue with Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health at 888-553-7536. That's your cue. You get into that cue and you'll get on the air with Dr. Ken.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring and we're selling it at unheard of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today and see terms of use.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
See the information about dementia, 888-553-7536. We always develop a key sort of a thread through the conversations, Dr. Ken and I, as we get started. And who knows, it's often because Ken is a noted cardiologist, a well-known cardiologist, an excellent cardiologist, that people are asking about heart. But we've had back, I mean, we'll find most anything. Where the water goes is where we go. And you basically are the water. 888-553-7536. If you'd like to have an appointment with Dr. Ken at his facility in Florida, you can dial the office directly at 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Here's an email from somebody named Reshima, R-E-S-H-M-A, who asks about errors in treatment. Now, she doesn't say why she's concerned about it, but always when people ask a question like this, Ken, it's because there's something going on with them or somebody in their family. Mix-ups, medication mix-ups, wrong body parts being operated on, that sort of thing. And she, I'm betting, is going in for an operation or something and is worried and looking for you to give her something that makes her feel better.
Well, peace of mind is absolutely important, especially if you're going into surgery. Study after study shows that you get a better outcome if you start with some peace of mind. My recommendation is to go in with somebody who loves you, who understands what the plan is, and can actually, you know, not get in the way, not become a pest to the staff trying to take good care of you, but just quietly looks over what's going on and makes sure that they mark the proper side of your body that they need to operate on, that they know who you are, that, you know, that they're giving you the medication that they're supposed to be giving, that they don't forget about you, that if you're in any discomfort, somebody can call for you. So the way to deal with this is to make sure, if at all possible, never go into the hospital alone.
Never, never, never go into the hospital alone. Wow. That's pretty dramatic stuff. All right, I made mention of dementia and some news on that. The numbers don't look good.
This is a little concerning. This is out of the World Health Organization, Doug, this week. Us baby boomers, you and me, we've are sailing into our senior years with the rates of dementia soaring to never-before-experienced heights. And this disease, this dementia, it's spreading exponentially within the next generation. And, you know, not to be gloomy, but this may be the worst medical disaster in human history if we don't find a cure for it. This is one of the, in the top 10 reasons for death, and it's one of the few in the top 10 that we really have almost no way to treat it. We can help slow down the process a little bit. There's a lot of research going in there. I'm actually an optimist. I think that in the next 5 years, maybe 10 years, there are going to be some major breakthroughs because we're already beginning to understand how to diagnose it. And that's really the problem. You want to get to this early. You want some blood tests that you can diagnose it. And that progress is being made. And that's the start to begin to treat this. There are a bunch of researchers who are beginning to think that dementia is very similar to diabetes of the brain. And if it is, then we're going to have some good treatments for it. So, although it's afflicting 36 million people around the world today, and the World Health Organization thinks that number is going to hit 2 billion with a B by 2050, I'm actually optimistic that we're going to come up with some effective treatments for this in the not-too-distant future, Doug.
Sort of that last email question brought me around to thinking about a lot of questions that I see, and I don't have a chance to ask you about being in a hospital. If you're not satisfied with the doctor or the nurse, what do you do? The hospitals are a little bit seedy these days. So what happens if you, in fact, you're a customer, you're a client of the hospital, you're a patient, but these people often just say what they feel like saying, and there's not much to do to fix or change what goes on. So what would you say to somebody who is in a hospital, not satisfied with the treatment and or the doctors? What do you do?
Well, the key is who is your attending, and that is the person who is the traffic director for you in the hospital. And that's why I urge everybody to have a primary care doctor who can go in the hospital and be your advocate, and then you don't run into these problems. And that's how to avoid this. And also, you know, we were just talking about dementia. There are ways to lower your risk. It's the same things as lowering your risk for heart disease, knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight. You lower your risk for heart disease, you'll lower your risk for getting dementia.
All right. So we got lots of positive news coming up, because Ken's specialty is heart. We have some interesting news about things that can help with your heart, potential heart problems. Let's put it that way. Also, good news for those of you who are worried about getting prostate cancer and how to handle that. A lot of science, the comparison. Don't y'all love this? Alcohol versus smoking, which is better? Yeah, right. Okay, should I drink or should I smoke? 888-553-7536. All this good information is here, and Dr. Ken is also about to take your calls. We've got a lot of the preliminary information on the air and in your head, so now you ask your questions. 888-55-DR-KEN.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Dr. Ken with Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKEN, toll free from anywhere in the country. I'd love to share with you over 30 years in medicine. It's just hardly anything I haven't seen at least one time. You have a question about yourself, your parents, your kids, your spouse, your friends, 1-888-553-7536. No bill, no paperwork. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I promise I won't embarrass you. You can talk to me about anything you'd like, and I'll help you get to the next step. Do you have a symptom that you don't know what's causing it, or have you been diagnosed with a problem and you're looking for other options? I try to take from the best of traditional and the best of alternative medicine, calling myself a blended physician, evidence-based from both sides, and I'll help you get to the next step and maybe solve a dilemma that you just are sitting with. Why sit there frustrated, confused? And I can even help you get through the medical maze. If you've been to the doctor's office or to the hospital recently, you know it's in many times not the easiest thing to do. It's frustrating. Maybe I can help you get through this web a little easier.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen on the Good Day Weekend program, here to take your calls, answer your questions and your concerns, and we always go through the headlines, the news of the week that affects the medical community. I love this. The National Science Foundation, according to information published in the whatever the at the end of the fiscal year the government has to do with an eye toward how they spend your money, spent $30,000 to fund a study at Cornell to measure gaydar, the ability of people to identify sexual orientation by appearance. Researchers confirmed that gaydar exists, writing that participants were about 60% accurate when attempting to identify sexual orientation by appearance. This is the National Science Foundation, which is supposed to be aimed at helping you medically achieve a better, healthier life. What a waste of money. Unbelievable.
Well, I can't wait to pay more taxes.
Yeah, exactly. 888-553-7536. All right, here's Ladne in Greeley, Colorado. Hello.
Hello, how you doing this morning?
All right, what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Uh, Dr. Ken, I'm an elderly person, but I've been trying to lose weight for about a year. I've been going to the local rec center. I don't have a lot of funds because I'm one of the people they don't talk about. I'm one of the poor that can only has a part-time job. And I've been boiling my food, and I only eat meat about twice a week. But I've lost some size, but I can't drop anything you can suggest.
Sure, Ladney. The key to weight loss is a combination of eating a good diet, including breakfast, and exercising, and then also getting enough sleep, and also making sure that your thyroid is not underactive. And as we get a little older, the metabolism slows down, and that is what makes it very hard for most of us. You're in your 50s. You know, join the group, and that makes it hard. One of the little secrets that I recommend to people in their 50s and even younger who are suddenly noticing they're eating the same number of calories, the same amount of exercise, their thyroid is fine, but the weight is going on. You need to get somebody to teach you how to lift weights, and you don't need to become the biggest muscle, strongest looking guy on the beach. You just need to do a little bit of light weightlifting about three times a week. You don't want to do it any more than that. And that's a wonderful way to increase your metabolism. It makes the muscles in your body incinerate calories on the day after you lift weights. Ladney, are you doing any weightlifting?
I am actually. When I go to the rec center, I'm using the treadmill for a half hour a day. I've been doing that consistently. My typical day, I start out with oatmeal in the morning and a light lunch, and then I don't have any dinner after 3 o'clock. I try to have my dinner every day at 3. And
okay.
So I've been doing the treadmill twice a week, but I just didn't want to get overactive, you know.
Ladney, let me get in there. What you want to do is you want to try and do a half hour of at least – of some aerobic exercise, you know, even every day, but at least 4 or 5 times a week. And it doesn't have to be strenuous. But what you're not doing is, I'm glad you're doing some aerobic exercise. I would just do it several more days a week. And then I would get somebody to teach you how to lift weights. And I would add that to the program. Are you counting calories? Because I would not exceed 1,800 calories a day.
Well, I listen to your show all the time, and I heard your show about the fructose corn syrup and all that. So all the stuff that I hear is bad, I just cut out, and I read labels.
Okay, but Ladney, you need to count calories. You need to weigh yourself. I recommend each day at the same time. I like to do it when you wake up in the morning because the number looks the best and you're getting most encouraged. But you do it each day the same time so you get feedback how you're doing. And then you want to – the hardest time of the day for people is when they come home. And that's when they haven't eaten for a while. The blood sugar is low, and then you just go crazy. So the way to avoid that and to make sure that you don't just come home and go wild with the food is to try to eat a little snack before you leave work, and that'll help you get through. And don't forget breakfast. Very important.
All right, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. 888-553-7536. Tell us your story. Ask the question. Dr. Ken will help. All right, so I made reference to this news this week about weight loss surgery is the preferable way. We all hear these stories. Al Roker is an example, but there are others who have had this weight loss surgery. That, and you see the people on The Biggest Loser on TV that do it the sort of normal way. And then, I mean, there are dozens of ways of losing weight and getting yourself into shape. So what is this latest news about weight loss trials and tribulations, Ken?
I do want to talk about the latest news about weight loss, but just follow up. I have one last comment about the last call. One of the hardest things of losing weight is
having a natural way to suppress your appetite. And one of the tricks that I've learned over the years is to add oat bran, not oatmeal, but oat bran. It's a fragment of oatmeal, and this is just a wonderful way to appetite suppress yourself. You can have a serving of it each day. It's a natural laxative. It's all fiber. It's just an incredibly healthy food. In about 12 weeks, you'll lower your cholesterol by 10%, and it will make you feel like you just had Thanksgiving dinner. And the news this week out of the archives of surgery, Doug, which you were referring to, is that people who had weight loss surgery, they actually reported greater alcohol use 2 years after their procedure than in the weeks beforehand. We don't quite know why this is happening, but we think after, especially gastric bypass, it's been shown to drastically lower alcohol tolerance to the point that some post-surgery patients with only one drink are almost inebriated.
Really?
And so there's just quicker absorption and the effect and more effect, and so it seems that people, you know, want to get more of this. And the other issue I think that is often people who get to the point where they need weight loss surgery, and I don't want to be judgmental, but so often there are other issues going on with people that allow them to get to that point, and boy, am I going to get some debate about that. But if there are issues associated with allowing you to get that big, unless you get these issues settled, you know, suddenly you're losing weight, but maybe then it's the alcohol that you defer to deal with the issues that have not gotten resolved. In the good centers that do these bypass surgeries, they do have a lot of counseling beforehand, and I think that's a very important part of the procedure. It's not just the surgery.
888-553-7536. Speaking of that, this breakthrough in heart surgery that actually is news now, it would have helped your dad under the right circumstances had it been around a few years ago.
Exactly. Thanks for bringing that up. Edwards Lifescience has been around for many years, since the 50s. They brought us one of the first valve replacements that surgeons put in and allowed many people to live longer lives. But there are a lot of people who, for a number of reasons, are unable to undergo open heart surgery, have your chest cracked open when you need a new valve. There are these four one-way doors in the heart. A very important one is the exit door of the heart, called the aortic valve. Unfortunately, as we get older, this, from wear and tear, this gets calcified, and so it doesn't open very well. Sometimes people are born, instead of with three cusps, it's a tricuspid valve, they're born with a bicuspid aortic valve, just two cusps, and that's a congenital valve abnormality, and that will predispose to getting an obstruction a lot sooner. But usually what happens as we age, like my father, who would have been 95 this week had he been able to have valve surgery when he was about 88, he elected not to have any open heart surgery. And this gave him a terminal problem because the blood was unable to exit his heart. This option was not available, this valve, which we now had approved since last November, where you can actually replace the aortic valve by putting a tube in the artery in the groin, the femoral artery. But in November, when the FDA approved this so-called Sapien valve, they only approved it for people who were absolutely unable to have surgery. And the news yesterday from the FDA is the FDA announced that they're now approving the use of this valve for people who can have open heart surgery but are at risk of complications. They also approved the use of this valve through a tube that's inserted into the chest, not necessarily opening up and making a big incision, but actually just putting a tube into the chest and inserting it that way. There are some people who have very small arteries, femoral arteries in the groin, especially women, and you can't get this valve in, and this opens up the door, gives hope to many people who would never live, like my father, and this is a nice option. So if you have aortic stenosis, blockage of the aortic valve, and you're uneasy about surgery or not a surgical candidate, this is a wonderful option.
888-553-7536. So back to your calls in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO can help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about longer-lasting light bulbs. Now, you know what I'm talking about. You go to the store, and the light bulbs now say, longest-lasting light bulb ever. Hundreds and hundreds of hours, thousands of hours. Why? Because they change the way light bulbs are made. And they made them actually a lot longer because they've made different changes to them. Now, the question comes up, what are you doing to live longer? What are you doing with your emotional state? What are you doing with your spiritual state? What are you doing with your of mind, state of being, state of excitement? Because you need to make the changes just like the light bulb did. You need to have that desire to add changes to your life, to add changes to your life that will allow you to live longer, enjoy more, and really be the shining star of everything that you do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
888-553-7536. Let's see here. Rod, listening in Rapid City, South Dakota. You're on the air with Dr. Ken. How may we help you, sir?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. It's about my father, who is 95. He has a little infection beside the toenail on his left big toe. And it's important for to get older to keep him walking. And I just wondered if anything I could do to get that infection out of there. They did give him some Keflex.
Rod, you don't have a degree in podiatry, do you?
No, I don't.
So the best thing you could do is make an appointment for your dad with a podiatrist. Go with him. You know, they need to lift the nail. They may partially remove the nail. They may need to remove the nail and some other tissue. But, you know, you don't want to do this in the woodshed with your dad and have him bite the bullet. So make an appointment. Ask, does he have a primary care doctor?
Yes, he does.
Ask your primary care doctor, you know, who's the most experienced podiatrist in the area. And then the best thing you can do is take him there. Medicare will cover this, and he'll be so happy.
Don't you just cut the skin and then cut the nail around it? And that basically put a little dressing on it?
That's basically what you want to do, but this you don't want to do yourself.
Okay.
All right, there you go, sir. Thanks for your call. Good luck with you and your dad, 95 years old, ingrown toenail. I'd be tempted to just take my...
You're a little more experienced.
Do you think?
And it's yours, and a 95-year-old guy.
Right.
I would hesitate to do it.
Not a good idea. All right, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Enjoy Dr. Ken's blog at drkenshow.com as well. You can click on the upper right-hand corner. Follow the conversations about your health and well-being. Our focus here on Good Day Weekend.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Information pushed as close to your brain as possible. That's the desire here of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert, on the air every weekend. And he's available to you at 888-553-7536, which is 888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. Jim's in Wayland, Missouri. Jim, you're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
About a year ago, I was having some urinary problems, and they told me I had an enlarged prostate. They put me on Flomax, and I can't urinate if I don't take it regularly. And I was wondering if there was any long-term effects with taking this medication.
Great question, Jim. Flomax, it's also, you know, generic Tamsulosin. And it's prescribed to treat signs and symptoms of what we call BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. It's very important when you take this to make sure that you don't have prostate cancer. That's my biggest concern when you take it. You know, this is an option instead of having all of the different procedures which our friendly urologists have, you know, from the TURP to the tuna to the laser to the microwave. They have all these different ways of dealing with what you have, BPH. But one option is to treat it with medications. But long-term Flomax can cause some issues. The most common ones that I've seen in my patients who are on this is headache, abnormal ejaculation, because it affects the muscles around the penis and the prostate. And sometimes it's hard to ejaculate. And also dizziness. It can sometimes affect blood pressure. It can make you dizzy. Those are the most common issues that I would be concerned about. If you don't have any of them, we know this is not prostate cancer, it may be an option for you. Did your doctor not want to do a procedure on you?
No.
What made them, I'm just curious, what made them decide to give this, or was this given to you by a non-urologist?
No, it was a urologist.
And what made them decide to give you medication instead of doing a procedure? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't ask.
Are you happy with what you're taking and just a little anxious about what it might be doing to you long term?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and you don't have any of these side effects?
No.
Well, then, you might want to sit down with your urologist and ask them whether you're a candidate for any of the procedures, if you're uneasy about taking the medicine. But if it's working and you're feeling well with it, you know, I would think that it's really up to you whether you want to just get it over with and do a procedure or go down this route. I would ask not being able to examine you, I would ask the doctor, the urologist, you know, how come they chose this approach first?
Okay. Now, I also take a Lanoxin for WWPS. Is there any
you mean for WPW?
White Wolf's Parkinson's Syndrome.
Right, right.
Yes.
Wolf Parkinson White Syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Short PR interval. You have an extra electrical connection in your heart from the top to the bottom, so that your electrical impulse just travels a little faster than the average person, and that helps slow it down.
We're happy to help you out, sir. Thanks for your call. Tom in El Paso at KTSM. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, thanks for taking the call. I can't speak too well. I've got Parkinson's disease.
It's okay.
I wonder if you could tell me the latest in it.
Latest information on Parkinson's, Ken.
Sure. I guess what you're looking for is treatment. Parkinson's disease is a neurologic problem because you don't have enough of a chemical in the brain to actually allow the nerves to connect and speak with each other, and movement issues occur, and it can also occur as what you're having, muscle difficulties speaking, but what's usually the most noticeable is a tremor. That's the classic sign of it. I would imagine that is something that you're being troubled with. But what we can do with this, most people get treated with medication to replace the chemistry that's missing. Carbidopa, levodopa is the initial treatment. Dopamine agonists are also effective, and there's a lot of them. We also now use MAO-B inhibitors. There's catechol, O-methyltransferase inhibitors. There's a lot of classifications. There's anticholinergics, amantadine. There's even surgical procedures, deep brain stimulation when the medicines don't work. The neurologists who specialize in this can help you.
888-553-7536. Another hour with Dr. Ken coming right up here. Good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.